So I'm here with Dabo after a home defeat in the league against Dunstable 4-1. I suppose my first question, my first comment would be you must be disappointed, obviously at losing. I don't think you can personally be disappointed with the players. I thought again they gave you everything, and I thought today was probably an accumulation of what's gone on off the pitch, and the fact that the same sort of 13, 14 players have had to play pretty much every minute on the pitch as well.
Yeah, I think you summed it up well there. It was obviously no one likes losing, but at the end of the day they're top five side, and we were without several players who couldn't play due to work. You know, they can't turn the work down, which is, you can't nod to that. Players playing with injuries just to try and get through the game, especially defensively, not myself and one or two others as well. And yeah, we've lost a game to a big, powerful side who used their power and strength over ours, and that was what won out. I thought football wise, we played some good stuff for a spell in the first half, looked really good, but a couple of errors in the second half cost us, and we've run out comfortable losers in the end. And well done to them.
Yeah, bad first 20 minutes. Obviously, a bad opening couple of minutes, really. A cheap free kick to give away and a good header by the lad at the back post for 1-0. And then the second one is a good strike from the lad, but it looked a little bit too easy. One ball from the keeper and a flick on and a volley. So it looked a little bit easy. And a poor sort of 20, 25 minutes. After that, I thought you grew into the game well. I thought you played some good football and then got your rewards with a goal right on at the death of half-time.
Yeah, there were two bad goals. The first, it's poor to concede from a set piece, especially as they're such a big side and we were very small. It just happened to be one of the smaller players who scored, so that was really disappointing. And like you said, the second one was a big punt up there, flick on, and we got caught a bit square. The lad got in behind Hutch. The lad flicked the header on. Maybe we should have screened in front. And then the lads got in and volleyed in. Good finish, but it was a poor goal defensively. So, yeah, 2-0, you think you're staring down the barrel of a bit of a beating. And then, like we do, we battled our way back into it, played some really good football. The goal seemed like it was coming, and it did, and it was a really good goal. Good little move down the left-hand side. Cut back from Danilo, and Ben Toys finished well. Got us back in the game. We nearly scored straight after that as well. Could have been 2-2 at half time, but 2-1 at half time, and we were playing the better stuff, sure.
Yeah, and the second half panned out almost the opposite to the first half, really. I thought for the first 15, 20 minutes, you looked much a better side. All over them, really, in terms of pressure. A really good chance from a free kick. I think it might have been yourself that delivered, and centre half Jamo running at the back post and got good connection on it, and it just went wide. And then a couple of minutes later, suddenly you find yourself 3-1, and then sort of 5 or 10 minutes later, it's 4-1, and the game's sort of out of sight then, really.
Yeah, it was like that. You're right, it's fine margin sometimes. If we'd scored that 2-2, it would have been, we would have been in the ascendancy. But, just after that, they've sort of... I've got the lads tackle me and ran through and scored, and then a sort of carbon copy, they've tackled Jamo, ran through and scored, and it's game over. So... yeah, ultimately disappointed to lose a game. I've still got nothing but admiration for the group of lads. They still gave their all. They still played for me with pride and passion and gave all they could, but just ultimately weren't quite strong enough on the day.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the positives to come out of today are players obviously getting minutes. I know young Archie Fawcett got some more minutes, and obviously Mitch Parker's done another 90 minutes and a goal for Ben Toy. So, taking positives out of today, you've got those and you can take them into your next game.
Yeah, there's plenty of positives for sure. And one other positive is another game done and out of the way, and results weren't too bad for us, the teams around us. So hopefully I don't think we've dropped too many, maybe one place. It's still remarkable where we are in the league, so let's hope we can bounce back next week. Free week of no games, which is a miracle for us of late. And we look forward to Arlesey next week.
Yeah, and obviously it'll be good for a free week for you. Obviously, as I say, the same squad have played, and I know a couple of players have been registered late. So obviously thanks to the club for getting those players registered in late, because obviously without those players you can't field a team and field a squad.
Yeah, it's good that Richard went home from work to sign the form for Ben, for Lee Bowen, and unfortunately he sent it off and he was unavailable because of a family matter on the day. So yeah, we were left very, very short defensively today with Josh Harfield away at work with work as well. And that's the world we're living in at the minute. We can't dictate to anyone whether or not they play in a game. They've been absolutely magnificent in terms of making themselves available. You know, they're going to have to make their own way up to Arlesey next week, long old trek. So yeah, still full credit to all of them.
Yeah, and I was going to say about Arlesey next week, obviously a winnable game. I know, obviously, you've still got these things going on off the pitch, but a very winnable game. You must fill that with the squad of players that you've got.
Yeah, I don't ever worry about who we're playing. As long as we perform, I'm sure we'll get a positive result. I don't think we've had a win against them in the 2 years I've been here, so hopefully we can put that right on Saturday.
And Dunstable as a club, they look like a good functional side, good at this level, good at what they do, and I'm sure they'll go on and they'll win a few more games and they could possibly end up in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're a big, powerful, physical, moaning at referees, getting in their face, all that sort of stuff, all that niggly stuff, which is and that's not me discrediting them, that's a good thing. You know, I wish we had a bit of that in our team, but we don't. Yeah, good luck to them. I'm sure they'll barge their way into them playoffs for sure.